RNIB at Glastonbury 2017.
I'm standing now with Dave, who's come over to the RNIB tent. Dave, you have an eye condition yourself. What is that eye condition?
I've got Stargardt's, which is a genetic form of macular degeneration.
And so far from Glastonbury 2017, how have you found the accessibility features?
Well, it's been okay so far. I mean, I was given a pack with, and I can go on the viewing platforms, and I can use the disabled toilets, but I have yet to find the code for that. So that's what I'm on a mission at the moment, to try and find the code for the things. And also, there's a shower near me, but that's locked, and I think I need a thing called a radar key, but I'm not certain. We're just checking that out anyway.
So a man on a mission today, as Dave is in search of the keys he needs to access the accessibility features. Have you the Access Plus, Dave, which will allow you to take the paths that connect directly between the stages?
Yes, I have. I mean, I've got the... I think that goes with this wristband, which is gets you on the viewing platforms. It does say I'm allowed to go on the shuttle bus, which I haven't seen, but I'm sure there is one somewhere. And yes, and there are secret paths, apparently. I haven't found them yet.
It is fantastic how much Glastonbury is doing, I think, for people with sight loss. Is it a festival you think you would come back to?
I don't know yet. I mean, I used to come here when I was young, and I brought my children, and I haven't been for over 30 years, and this is my first time back, so I'm just marvelling at how huge it is. It used to be quite small when I came before. Like where I'm standing now, you could see the entire festival site from here, from the pyramid stage, you know, and there was a few shops and bars just up the hill there, but now it just seems to have spread forever.
They do say of a lot of music festivals that they become a town unto themselves. I think Glastonbury is more like a city.
Well, it is, isn't it? Yes, I know. It's got suburbs that stretch out forever. And I haven't been up to the Greenfield. The Greenfield had just been invented last time I came. And I think they were just building the stone circle. So I haven't been up there yet, but I'm hoping to. And my wife's with me, so she tells me what I'm missing, what I can't see.
Well, I can certainly recommend it. There's so many stalls up in the Greenfields, and obviously the Stone Circle is absolutely fantastic as well. Apart from the stalls and things like the Greenfields, is there any artist here at Glastonbury 2017 you're particularly looking forward to listening to today?
Well, no. Well, I'm sorry, but no. I'm just really looking forward to experiencing what goes on. I just like wandering around. I always did, really. I just wander around, wandering into a tent, see what's going on, whether it's theatre or circus. Last night I saw the trapeze artists rehearsing, and it's just great fun to just come across things, really. There's so much here, you couldn't possibly see it all. So, in a way, there's no point in planning, really. I just let it happen to me.
And we're so very glad that you've come to visit us here in the RNIB iTest karaoke tent. Do you think we can persuade you in any way to take to the stage today, Dave? Give us a bit of karaoke.
No, I don't. I'm sorry, but anyway, I can't. I wouldn't be able to see the iTest things. And no, I don't want to do karaoke. Please don't force me.
Thanks very much to Dave visiting us here in the RNIB tent. Not brave enough to take on the karaoke. He's using excuses, I think we're all very aware. But thanks so much for joining me today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. And let's keep on having a good time.
RNIB at Glastonbury 2017.
From RNIB, the UK's leading sight loss charity, this is RNIB Connect Radio.
RNIB at Glastonbury 2017. I'm now standing with no stranger to RNIB Connect Radio. We spoke to her very recently about her proposed visit to Glastonbury and about the fact she will be officially vlogging for the RNIB. It is, of course, Lily Walsh. She's here today with her father, Anthony. Lily, how are you finding Glastonbury so far?
It's been really good so far, and I've enjoyed just walking around and getting like the feel of everything again since 2015 when I came last time.
You told us last time that you're going to be taking use of the accessibility features provided by Glastonbury. Have you had a chance to try any of those out yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to see any what it is yet, but we've walked past the viewing platforms and the shortcuts, and they seem really good.
Now, I asked a very simple question the last time Lily and I spoke. Who are you here to see? She answered with no delay at all. I'm sure her dad, Anthony, could let us know who her favourite artist of the festival is going to be this year.
Ed Sheeran.
That's right. And Lily has just treated us all at the RNIB iTest Karaoke with her rendition of Galway Girl. Did it bring pride to your old man's heart?
Absolutely. She's an absolute brilliant singer. She loves everything. She's going up now to ukulele workshop to do a little bit of ukulele work and singing as well, all being well. So, yeah, we're very proud of her.
Now, you arrived, obviously, on Tuesday, Lily. The weather was absolutely fantastic today. It's a little bit duller today. Is that going to dull your spirits in any way at all?
No, not at all. It's like Glastonbury's one of the biggest festivals ever, and it's everybody just coming together just makes me so really happy.
And of course, you're vlogging for the RNIB this year. That's going to start today. Do you have anything in mind? Have you started formulating what any of the vlogs are going to be about?
Not really, to be honest, not really.
Just take it all as it comes.
Yeah.
Well, Lily, thanks so much for joining me again on RNIB Connect Radio. I wish you all the best for Glastonbury. I hope you're going to come and join us again, maybe sing Shape of You next time.
Maybe.
Lily and Anthony Walsh, thank you so much for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you.
RNIB at Glastonbury, encouraging music lovers to look after their eyesight.